Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Friday. Sounds like, you know, a blue light special, doesn't it?
Is there a chopper going down?
Yeah. Friday. It is Friday, and Jeff Pitts is with us. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. He comes in each Friday talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend and into next week. Friday.
Stuff to do. Who came up with that title?
Me, probably. You know, I was trying to think of...
You work all week on that?
Oh, yeah. And I charge by the hour. You know, our advertising agency. Uh-huh. So when we come up with slogans and things like this, it takes a long time.
Right.
So, yeah, stuff to do in the metro.
Mm-hmm. And I like it.
Yeah. Took me hours.
What's that even mean?
Stuff
to do.
Well, I don't know. Just stuff to do. You know, because you're at City View, and City View's got the... You guys have got the pulse of the metro every day.
Amen.
You know?
We do.
What you got? Anything?
Pulse of the metro. Pulse, yeah. Right here in my hands.
You want to share a little bit of that?
All right. Let's see here. Scratch that one.
That was yesterday.
Go to the next one. Des Moines Social Club.
Yeah.
This week, Friday, tonight, Oregon Indie Rock Trio.
Oregon Indie Rock Trio.
Yep.
Just tonight. Okay.
Then Saturday, Chowdown Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a food fight?
It's stand-up comedy. I don't believe there's actually food involved.
Okay. But it's local comedians.
Got it.
Should be good. That's Social Club.
Yep. All right. We got you covered Friday, Saturday.
Yes, we do. Iowa Cubs. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Wow.
Tonight they take on the New Orleans. Do you know it?
It's a really baby cakes.
That's right. You nailed it. Ding, 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 ding.
Who in the hell would name a baseball team the Baby Cakes, for crying out loud?
The Baby Cakes. Kind of like it.
Oh, it's just so sweet.
What kind of cakes, you think? New Orleans, do they have like crab cakes, maybe?
No, I don't know what they got. They got jazz in New Orleans.
Yes, they do.
But you got to say, you have to say the name of the town correct. New Orleans. Yeah, and then... And then that works. Who let the dogs out?
Who did let the dogs out?
I don't know. All right, so baby cakes.
According to sources that should know, they have one of the best, most stocked minor league systems.
Really? Who are they the team for? Do you know?
Miami.
Ooh.
I think it's because Miami, they usually do have a good farm system, and they don't usually have a great major league system.
Yeah.
They trade away all their good players for prospects.
Got it. Or baby cakes.
Baby cakes. So let's see what else we have here.
4 days. Wow.
Yeah. All right. This weekend, pigtails at Prairie Trail.
Pigtails at Prairie Trail. What is that?
Guess.
It's a play.
Nope.
No, it's pigtails. Pigtails at Prairie Trail.
Prairie Trail is a bike trail.
Okay. Oh, I don't know.
Bicycle event for women.
It is.
I didn't name it.
You know, my bride, when she rides, she always has pigtails. That's her signature look.
Yeah?
Yeah, oh yeah. So if you see a woman on a really expensive bike rolling down the wherever, and she's got pigtails, highly likely it's my bride.
Highly likely,
yeah. Except for this,
they might all have pigtails.
They might all have pigtails. They're just copying her.
One day, 48-mile fun ride on the High Trestle Trail starts and ends in the district at Prairie Trail in Ankeny.
All right, got it. Sounds like fun.
Should be fun.
Nice 48-mile jaunt.
48 miles. Yes. It's the longest you've ever ridden.
100, maybe?
Hundo?
No, I never did make 100. No. Probably 60, 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rag Rye or something different?
No, I don't know. I was just out riding.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I used to, man, when I started riding, I could only do like 5 miles.
Really?
10 miles, yeah. And then I got to be pretty good, and then I quit. And now it's going to be really an interesting ride to see.
Yeah, it's just like riding a bike.
Yeah, right. It never loses.
Also, Saturday, Walk MS.
Walk MS.
Yep, Principal Park. They'll have a study published in 2019 by Neurology, the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology, reports that nearly 1 million people live with MS in the United States.
Really?
It's more than double previous estimates. Ending multiple sclerosis is the goal. Walk MS helps people team up with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to change the world. Every step we take, every dollar we raise, we're that much closer.
There you go. Dreadful disease.
Begins and ends at Principal Park. Yeah. It's also Saturday, and then...
Kind of loading up here, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, there's lots. It's summer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All kinds of stuff to do. Masterworks 7 with the Des Moines Symphony. Bernstein's West Side Story at the Civic Center.
That would be good.
7:30 Saturday, 2:30 Sunday. You ever see West Side Story?
I have, yes. Not the play. I've seen the movie.
Mm-hmm. Sharks and the Jets?
Yeah.
Who'd you root for?
Sharks.
Baby cakes.
I don't know. Natalie Wood was in that, wasn't she?
I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know who Natalie Wood is.
What?
Mm-mm.
Never mind. I keep forgetting that there's this age gap here.
Natalie Wood. Yeah. She in, what was that show about the, Does that help any?
No.
It was like a spinoff of Different Strokes. It was a bunch of girls at like a...
No, it wasn't Natalie Wood.
Okay. But there was a Natalie.
I'm sure. But it wasn't
And there
Natalie
was a Blair
Wood.
And a Joe.
No. Yeah. As a matter of
Joe
fact...
Joe was like the tomboy.
Who let the dogs out?
Do you know what I'm thinking of?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And Mrs. Garrett was the like None. Headmaster.
I don't know.
Should.
I should. Oh. Yeah, it's just that kind of day.
That kind of day. Downtown Farmers Market.
All right, let's talk about the Farmers Market. Yeah, there we go. Saturday, it's all happening downtown.
You betcha. Did you get down there last week?
I did not get down there last week.
Me neither.
No.
8 to noon. Generally packed with people, the Downtown Farmers Market. Or Sizzling Morris. Somebody's a fan.
Somebody is a fan, you think? You know, when you live at the animal shelter, you know, it's just one of those kind of deals, you know?
Broadcasting live.
Yeah, broadcasting live from the animal shelter, ladies and gentlemen. Who let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof.
Okay, Sunday.
Sunday.
Valley Junction.
Yeah.
What happens? Arts Festival.
Oh, really? Ooh, that is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time, too.
Yep. So... Valley Junction's Art Committee has redefined art in Valley Junction with a focus on juried exhibitions of fine arts crafts, and the format allows the public to interact with artists and purchase original work.
Really?
You an art buyer?
I
you have some art.
Yes, I do.
How'd you come by it?
I bought it.
Not larceny or...
No. It was actual, money was exchanged. And, we have some favorite artists that are out there. You know, the art festival that comes to Des Moines every year, you can find all kinds of things there. But this is cool. This is going to be in Valley Junction. Lots of people will be there. It will be a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Our walls are blank.
Really?
Yeah.
Need to get busy. Go to the art thing, man.
I might.
Yeah.
But we're minimalist.
Minimalists?
Yeah. When it comes to decor.
How's your daughter? Is she sleeping any better? Benadryl.
Yeah. It's better than it has been.
Okay.
Every once in a while, she'll have a good, like, 3-4 night run, and then we'll have a small setback, and then, you know, but that's better than it's been. But
how nice.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, of course not.
Mm-mm. Was it?
I hope you get this solved before the next one comes along, because you guys, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it? I was thinking about that the other day. Does if one you have one,
right,
and say we just get her sleeping,
right?
And the other one, if she has this problem, is it going to wake up the other one? How do you?
You just don't. Benadryl. Everybody gets Benadryl in earplugs.
All around, huh?
Gee. I asked somebody the other day with twins, and they were probably about 6-8 months old.
Uh huh.
I
don't even know how you do that.
As my bride said, isn't that cute? I'm so glad they're not ours.
Yep.
We you know.
It sounds like a good idea, but it just. I mean, before you've had a baby.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, twins, you knock them both out at once.
Yeah.
But.
No.
I don't see how you do it. I don't know how those people survive.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Yeah, I don't know if I told you a story or not. The other day I was driving around trying to get the baby to sleep, you know, and I realized.
Driving around trying to get the baby to sleep?
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what? Does she spend the night in the car?
You just drive until she wakes up.
What? Until she wakes up?
Yeah. Not overnight, just for like naps.
Oh, okay.
So something about the car, they just go to sleep.
Yeah, me too.
So I always thought, you know, you don't see these too much anymore, but they used to have these signs, baby on board.
Right, right. I saw one just the other day.
I thought it was the dumbest thing ever. I was like, I'm not going to drive safer because you have a baby on board. Like, I already drive.
Yeah.
I drive. But as I was driving around, too slow because I had to have the right speed and not using turn signals because I don't want that blink, blink, blink. I suddenly, it was like an aha moment. I realized, oh, they're not telling me to be careful. They're warning me. This is why I'm driving like an idiot. There's a baby on board.
I see.
I'm not going by any traffic laws.
So if I put one of those stickers on my vehicle, I can get away with all kinds of stuff.
Yes, you can stop getting the hand signals.
Speaking of the baby on board, we were at a place last weekend, and there was a sign on a vehicle that said baby on board.
Uh-huh.
It was so cute. You know, they had a little baby seat in the back,
yeah,
you know, the back seat, and all things were nice. And then the seat covers and the cover for the steering wheel were all dead zombies walking. So I thought that was an interesting. It had nuclear signs and dead zombies walking. I thought, it's an interesting. I suspect.
They should come out with baby pajamas.
Yes. Well, I suspect
motif.
That this is probably seat covers and steering wheel covers that were pre-baby. And, you know, the guy's just not quite gotten out of the zombie mode. So that was really interesting. Why is the baby having nightmares? I don't know. Could be the seat covers.
Zombies.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, how about that? All right. Ballet, British Columbia. At the Civic Center next week, Tuesday at 7
p.m. Got it. All right. Ballet. Mm-hmm.
You ever watch ballet?
You asked me this. Yes, you asked me this before, and the answer is still no. I think it's probably very beautiful, but it's kind of to me, it's kind of like opera.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just don't.
It's above your head, over your pay grade.
Yeah, way over pay grade.
Okay,
But I do like the idea of the symphony doing Bernstein. That mm-hmm. would be fun. West Side Story.
Sharks
you were
and the Jets.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. All right. That's Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Also at the Civic Center.
Uh-huh.
Chicago.
Yes. I am so mega bummed that I'm not in country because I would be there.
Yeah.
I love. Okay, so this story goes back to 1970. 77, 78, somewhere along
there.
Okay, somewhere back in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a RAB meeting, Radio Advertising Bureau.
Okay.
Big thing in Chicago. It was in Chicago. and we stayed there at the fancy hotel and all that. But entertainment for one of the evenings at the Chicago Theater was Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was only about 400 of us at this event.
Yeah. Wow.
So Chicago
played for 400.
For 400 people. Yeah, it was the most... That's the same night that we were riding up the elevator with Barry Manilow. And
Barry?
Yeah, yeah. He says, what are you guys doing? I said, well, you're just kind of riding the elevator with you, I guess. Yeah. And he goes, well, why'd you come out up to the suite?
Yeah.
So we went up there, and there were four tops were there. And,
really?
You know, it was just, yeah, it was just like a who's who of the 1970s pop music.
What was Barry wearing?
Barry was wearing a black jacket, a white shirt, and I think dark pants as well. But the
wasn't wearing like one of those jumpsuits?
No. Barry always dressed well. But anyway, yeah, Chicago.
Chicago, one of the longest-running, best-selling groups of all time.
Oh, yeah, they are fantastic. The horns, the music is just amazing. Chicago, Wednesday night. Where is that?
Civic Center.
Civic Center. Oh, you got to go.
47 albums that have earned gold and platinum certification.
Yeah.
That's...
I may have to fly back just for that. I wonder how that would work.
Where are you going?
I'm... Wherever my bride tells me to go, yes.
Okay. Thursday, Valley Junction has their farmer's market. As always, they do weekly. Great event. Good food and music. And then also Thursday, also at the Temple Theater, Katie Thoreau Trio.
Katie Thoreau?
Okay. Thoreau.
Got it.
Has garnered considerable attention for her bass playing.
Bass playing.
It's a certain type of bass playing, but I can't say that word. It's bravura. Anyway, Temple Theater should be good. Up and comer.
There you go.
Making the rounds. Is that enough?
That's it?
Yeah. What's your choice?
Chicago.
It's also Thursday. Thursday's going to be a busy night. Avid. You know, the library brings in authors every year. Pulitzer Prize winner coming.
Who?
His name is C.J. Chivers. It is war reporting.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going to be the Central Library?
Yeah.
Nice. Busy night.
7 p.m. Central Library, May 23rd.
You know, just all of this stuff that's going on every single day.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Love it.
What's your choice?
Chicago, man. Come on.
Chicago.
Yeah, it's got to be Chicago. Wednesday, Chicago. Go.
Windy Apple.
People, you got to go. It'll be great. All right. That about wraps it up. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Jeff Bitts, City View Magazine, ladies and gentlemen, coming in and talking about stuff to do in the weekend into next week. All right, we've got to go. That's the end of this broadcast week, except for Sunday. Sunday, we're also on News Talk 1540 KXEL with the Business Week in Review. You can tune that in 2 o'clock on Sundays. Why not, right? For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, that would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is the wonderful, seductive, and fascinating Hunter Pease. Got to say that.
What'd you call him?
Fascinating. She's fascinating.
Or her.
Yeah,
she's fascinating.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonder where she gets that voice. Anyway, the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For Jeff Bitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.